Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shirley Canis of WSCIRO, and happy Saturday. And I just want to say hi and give special regards to the Facebook community and those of my friends that got adventurous and now are my Twitter friends. Thank you for the tweets, and also for YouTube users. For the most part, are both a internet television broadcast outreach ministry, which is WSCIRO, which stands for Seek Internet Christian Radio Outreach of Greater Boston, as well as WSTKI TV, which is, you can see, catch us on Blog TV as well as YouTube, and that's the YouTube address is http://youtube.com/WSTK and WSTIRO, and you'll spell out the and, A-N-D. So a lot to remember, but just feel free to catch us on Facebook and just type in Dr. Cheryl. I'd love to have you as a friend. Okay, well, today, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to have a member of our ministry team, Tim O'Leary. You've seen him on Blog TV, all right? We do our Tuesday night broadcast at 8 p.m., and you've seen him on YouTube as well. Well, you've also heard him on one of our previous shows here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll begin in phase. So we're going to talk about Little Augustanto. This will be part two, because last Saturday he was one of the people that I kidnapped to come with me to see what is going on regarding her life. She had passed away. She had been alive for about 22 years, and her prognosis was not good with that birth. She was only expected to live for 2 weeks. And her mother, Linda, had cancer previous to the conception and still had the baby against the doctor's wishes. And then she miraculously got healed on sonography because she had sores that they attributed to the cancer. And after the birth of little Audrey, she all of a sudden miraculously cleared up. Now, there are some nuances about little Audrey's life and events that matched up with worldwide events surrounded with her suffering. And we kind of touched base on that when I played the CD. I need to talk more about little Audrey. There was, you know, little Audrey's mother had put out a CD, so she can clarify, you know, in the minds and hearts of those who want to know more about little Audrey and why her cause is coming up for beatification, hopefully leading to canonization in the Roman Catholic Church. That there has been, you know, a CD that was produced to give a witness, an honest witness about her life. And to put things in perspective, okay? So, and we also just felt called of the Lord to just go down there and support them in prayer. Down there is Worcester, Massachusetts, on South Flag Street. And just before Tim called in, if you wanted to also join little Audrey and her mother, Linda, I was going to call her little Linda. She is little, actually. It's called Little Audrey's Lay Prayer Community, and basically the community is called the Community of the Precious Blood. And you can call little Audrey's mom, Linda, at 508-755-8712. In this community, they pray and they share, and they pray again. And signs of wonders begin to happen. Signs of wonders were already happening when little Audrey was with us here on the earth after her accident. And she had the miraculous appearance of oil coming from her. And also in her room, from the walls, I mean, the whole atmosphere was permeated with the glory of the Lord. And also dough dust, and she did have the wounds of Christ, and the Catholic Church calls that the mystical stigmata of Christ. We've had some famous stigmatism. They were, you know, they became seen that they became more famous after they went to be with the Lord as usual. But while they were here on the earth, and these unusual signs and wonders were following, people were getting healed. They were either getting healed in their inner man, or they were getting healed physically, you know. So, I really believe that the healing that one needs to really receive, and what's more important in the heart and the mind, in the heart and mind of the Lord, can I involve the church? And it should be the status quo, even in other denominations that are not necessarily Catholic but are Christian. The inner healing of the human spirit, okay, as one as one gives their life to the Lord Jesus and makes him Lord and Savior of their life, and then receives the Holy Spirit, okay? So I just wanted to share with you that if you want to find out more about the ministry of Little Audrey and the history, you can also visit the Little Audrey Sancho Foundation website, www.littleaudreysanto, and that's LITTLE Audrey, AUDREY, Santo, SANTO.org. All right, and it's 64-68 South Flag Street, Worcester, Massachusetts, 01602. And again, the phone number is 508-759-8712, and I'm about ready to, you know, I'm kind of looking on the, the Walk Dog Radio for Jim O'Leary, and so hopefully he's going to come and share just what he, how he was blessed when he went to go visit the house of Little Audrey. I mean, what's happening now is there's still gold dust coming because there's an open heaven. I mean, there's a permanent open heaven. I believe that what the Lord is doing in this day and age, he's opened up portals of glory in key places throughout the earth so that his presence can come more. And he also uses, of course, human vessels that have that have a purity of heart, and we're just entering that time where it says in Romans that in these days, sons and daughters of the Lord are going to be revealed because the earth is groaning, and we are the earth, you know. And as I mentioned in the previous Blog Talk Radio associated with Resurrection Day, the Lord revealed to me that there's an EAR on the earth, and it's more like, you know, like he showed me the old English version of the term earth, ear earth, like eareth. Like heareth, hear, and heart, EAR. It seems that there's an ear in all those words, and the Lord showed me, you know, we are ears, all right, to the throne, E-A-R-S. We have, and he wants to open up our spiritual ears, okay? So we are the earth, and it makes more sense to me now because even in Genesis, it says in the book of Genesis that we are dust, and dust we shall return. And what is dust? Dust is earth. Okay, Adam means of the earth. So it just seems that the spiritual ear that the Lord has put in us is really meant to keep our ear and, of course, our spiritual eyes focused on him. But it says also in Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, all right? So I just want to, before Tim comes on, read that scriptural passage from Romans, because I did basically, in the previous, I feel guilty, this is my confession, I feel guilty because the last couple of, and I know guilt's not from the Lord, I'm just playing with you, but, you know, the last couple of broadcasts, I really have not been very specific with scripture. To back things up, I primarily cop out by saying it's somewhere in the New Testament. But I think that, you know, you want to hear some scripture associated by what the Lord has been showing me. So I'm going right there, and let's see here. I wish my husband was here just to he's at work. Okay, he's at the other work, the work that brings the money, that pays the bills. Okay, let's see. All right. Well, Okay. Wow. Let's see. This sounds like a Bible study here, right? Here we are. We have 17 more minutes. It's a very short broadcast. But if we could get Tim to call. And there he is. Okay, well, maybe Tim could show me where that is. Here we go. Well, hi, Tim.
Hi, Shirley. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How about you? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we have about 17 minutes remaining. I guess it's a very short broadcast. I probably signed up for 45 minutes, but that's okay because I kind of filled in the viewing audience that this is part two of the testimony of Little Audrey's life. And, you know, we had a CD on about, you know, just what her life entails. And I just want to let the viewing audience know that you're probably going to get more of what we were saying in our Faith Talks live prayer on Blog TV. Just type that into your Google browsers or even go to YouTube. You'll see it. It's youtube.com/WSTK and WSCIRO. And just type in Faith Talks live prayer, the hand of God, WSTKITV. It'll come right up. And then you can, you know, hear our broadcast and even worship with us in its entirety. But what is that scripture, Tim, before we go further into it? It's only going to take a minute. Concerning the, it says in Romans that the earth is groaning for the Son of God, the sons of God to be revealed. Where in Romans is that?
Okay, that's a good question. I know the one you're talking about, he says it's actually called creation. Creation is groaning for the Son of Man. And off the top of my head, I don't know, but I have Romans open here. And
okay.
We can flip through to see if we come across it. It's one of those ones from Paul that's a little hard to understand exactly what he means, but I think he means that the earth is going to be renewed as well as humanity
at the coming
of the Lord.
Yeah, and you know, what I was sharing with the viewing audience before you called, a couple of broadcasts ago when I was doing the broadcast, the Holy Spirit had come over me and, you know, I began to, because I was prophesying about the earth, and the one last drop was coming from a vision experience. And the Lord was showing me that, now listen to this, if you take the word earth, it's spelled E-A-R-T-H, and you forget about the T-H, what do you have? Ear. And how about our heart where our spirit resides, you know, in union with the Holy Spirit? There's ear in that, okay? And Adam is made out of earth, the earth. His name means the earth. And the Lord says, you know, we are dust. We are made of dust, so dust we shall return. And, you know, I consider believers that receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and receive the Holy Spirit anointed dust, right? And so the earth, you know, when, you know, the earth is groaning for the revelation of the sons of God. And I believe we're living in this time. I believe that there are key people that God is using that, you know, would manifest signs of wonders either to as a testimony as to you know Jesus, you know, the coming, the second coming of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and so little Audrey, you know, the gold dust is still happening because there's an open heaven, because she, being of the earth and being anointed vessel and pure in heart, because it also says in Beatitudes, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God, see? Mm. So, you know, what do you inherit, you know, when you are pure, you inherit the goodness of the kingdom, you inherit the, you know, all the treasures that are in the kingdom. And, you know, and the Lord is just yearning for them to come to the earth, you know?
Right, right. Well, I tell you what, I have not been able to find that scripture, so I'm sorry to disappoint you. I know the one you're talking about, but I don't know where it is, so.
Well, I'm looking, so as I'm looking, if you could share with the viewing audience what you experienced when you went to Little Audrey's last Saturday with me.
Well, it was a wonderful time. What is very obvious is that it is still a holy place where the presence of miracle power is still there, even though Audrey herself has passed on to heaven. Her room remains like a shrine, and it's in that shrine-like condition. And in the garage, which they've converted into a chapel, we still see the miraculous manifestations of oil, primarily, oil dripping, which still continues miraculously and unexplained. And they have a chalice that they keep covered, which miraculously fills with oil from the power of God. And when that oil fills up completely, it actually is going to be given away to people who have written to them requesting oil. So it's really quite a good thing. And it's really an amazing place. And I think that the cause for her beatification is going to be well underway, and will be something that will be, I'm sure, followed through upon. She needs to have documented miracles in order to become canonized as a saint. And I'm not sure where they stand right now with those documented miracles. I don't know exactly where they stand with that, but I know that they have been working on them. And I think you would agree... You would agree, Shirley, that the presence of God is still very real in the house there?
Oh, yes, yes. And I've gone to, you know, I went to the Holy Land in 87. I've gone to another place in Massachusetts, Medway. I've gone to, non-denominational churches where the glory's fallen, like in Toronto and, you know, some, you know, John Paul Jackson's ministry when he was coming more regularly to New England, and also, you know, in some local churches here that are not necessarily Catholic, and also during the Eucharist, where there was a powerful healing priest that was charismatic and walking full and gifts with a pure heart. And I experienced the same kind of flow, you know, is what I call it. I also experienced the flow during worship. So I say yeah to that, you know, and it's just so nice. It's like a treat here upon the earth. You know, many people go through different seasons of spirituality in their life, and, you know, some are in the classroom of the desert where they're learning more about what, you know, what's really going on in their life and how the Lord wants to promote them, but they got to walk through some things with the Lord, you know, as he purifies them with the fire. And, you know, and then, you know, when you hear these hot spots is what I call them, you go and then, you know, they're like water in places, like oases of his glory, and you can go and just drink from it, you know?
That's a very good way to put it, Shirley. That's I would agree that Little Audrey is an oasis.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking at the clock. We have about 8 minutes, but, you know, it's just so wonderful. And I just found it. I found it.
Well, wow.
Yes, this is a miracle. Romans 8, you know, it's verse 18. And let's go to all the way to 27. It says, I consider that our present sufferings, okay, we got to think about how little Audrey suffered with the stigmata and her, you know, various illnesses, you know, after that accident, as she's her mother's disclosed on the CD. Okay, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits, and I would say earth, in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, we are the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we will wait for it patiently. In the way the Spirit helps us, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And I really believe, you know, one of Little Audrey's main thing, you know, in her mute state, was that she was groaning on the inside. She was interceding because she was very much aware, maybe more so aware than when she was actually walking around. She was very much aware of what the needs of people were. Even when she was 3 years old, they were saying that she was exhibiting some extraordinary graces, read any of the lives of the saints, you know, they've had them too when they were children. And one of the things that she's had that I've also read in Book of the Saints is that she was extremely light as a feather. You know, she was like, no matter, you know, she was weightless, you know. And, I know that when I was, you know, one time when I was in the glory, you know, and worshiping for 4 hours at Father Tom DiLorenzo, it was a real powerful time. We were just, you know, persistent and staying in the flow of the worship. We went from praise to worship, and then as the glory was coming, we were standing in it. And, you know, I'm not, you know, a light person. No, you know, as far as I'm talking about the weight is concerned. But my arm was, I couldn't even feel my arm after a while. I mean, everything was, I became light as a feather. You know, so I understand, that is all about being light as a feather, you know, as the atmosphere of heaven comes in there, you know, and things like that. You have anything to say to that, Tim?
Well, 5 minutes left. Well, I personally have not experienced that feeling of being light as a feather, but I can recognize that it happening particularly with Little Audrey. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of the many miracle manifestations that happen there as she assumed the role of a suffering soul and took on the sufferings of a lot of the world and acted as an intercessor on behalf of the world. Yeah. I really think that that's what Little Audrey's role was. She was an intercessor for the world.
And you felt that at the fruit of intercession, was the manifestation of the oils and the gold dust. Kim, when we were there, Jeff and I came. We went back there because he was at the Catholic friend group on Saturday when we went down. And with his dad, they got blessed exceedingly. Actually, he made the pilot. And I was, and Joe Caviezel, who played Jesus in The Passion, was the keynote speaker. How about that? His wife was the keynote speaker for the women. So, I got a chance to listen to what she had to say. She looks just like him. It's amazing. But he did come out for about 5 minutes, and he gave her, such a warm hug and kiss and flowers because he was just so proud of his wife. So, it was nice to see him for this 5 minutes, but we had 3 minutes left. But I just wanted to say that, Jeff and I had gone on Monday, and we didn't, we went to Mass, and we prayed, and we got a chance to meet and talk with Linda for like 4 hours, like we were long lost friends. We have so much in common. But during that time, when we were praying, those gold dust that was apparent everywhere we walked. It was like the anointing that was over her. We're little Orpheus in eternity, but she could hear on the earth as well. She sits at the right hand of the Father with Jesus, and also hear in prayers with Jesus. And so. And it was like the Lord has given us a welcome and, gift. And, yes, this is the right thing. This is, this is in honor of what God was doing through her life. But we have 2 minutes. So, Tim, can you just pray very quickly for, the viewing audience we come to a close, about this?
Well, dear Heavenly Father, we bring everybody who's listening to this program right now before your throne.
Yes.
And through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we ask that you will grant peace to everybody who's listening today, that you will grant them a sense of peace from all of their worries, cares, and concerns, and that they will be lifted up in the presence of God and know that, God, you love them, you care for them, you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross, to pay the price for their sin, that their sin can be washed away, that their burden of sin can be lifted off of them, and that they can be brought close to you, Heavenly Father. And so on this day, we pray for peace upon all those who are listening to this program, peace for themselves and peace for their families, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. And, we often, as Christians, as Catholics, acknowledge Mary sometimes in some ways. Acknowledge Mary in prayers because she's also with Jesus. But we know that Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. But she does tell us, she does say, when she does appear, like the angels have appeared, do what he tells you to do. So we just thank you, Lord, for that perspective from on behalf of our brothers and sisters who are evangelical. Well, Tim, we have 59 seconds left, and I just want to just ask that the Lord would just open up the ears of the believers, people that listen to this broadcast, whether you're Christian, mainline Christian, non-denominational Christian, or Catholic Christian that just wants to know more about the Lord and things of the Lord and want to come closer to the Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, can you just do this for them? Can you just open up their ears and their hearts and reveal to them, what their destiny is for them in this day and age? In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Tim, it was nice talking to you, and I thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, and it was nice to talk to you also.
Amen, and have a blessed day.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.